This is a letter, this is 1021 in the Holy Letters, Volume 4. This is dated the 23rd day of Iyar. And the Rebbe is writing a letter to Shlomo Brown, giving him the title Shlomo Brocha. And the Rebbe, this is part of the Rebbe's fundraising now. So, and like I mentioned many times, it's amazing how the Rebbe himself, being a Rebbe, had to give the receipts and raise the money. He was hands on these things. I mean, so the Rebbe writes, and he also sent the thank you letters.
You know?
What?
He was probably a good cook also.
He sent the thank you letters. You know, he says the Rebbe says attached is the receipt for your participation in our educational work in North Africa, and also as a previous receipt that you gave for Maimed, which is another charity, which was to support the family of the Rebbe, which was its own fund. And the Rebbe says, and here the Rebbe is giving his shareholders a report of their, you would be very happy to hear that our work in North Africa is continuously widening, and our institutions, which is the yeshivas, the small yeshivas, Talmud Torah for boys, Talmud Torah for girls, the evening classes for workers, and a Beis Medrash for teachers. And I noticed one thing, that the Rebbe makes sure to every time, the Rebbe doesn't say our institutions, he specifies, you know, enumerates what they're doing over there, this, and that. I mean, which is, you know, very, very specific, telling them what the institutions are doing. That they have acquired for themselves a great name, and the students' numbers are increasing every day. And also, we are getting requests from various different cities and countries in all parts of North Africa to spread out our work also there, which presently we have not yet reached. This is a true savings of life work. This is the savings of life. Because of the great, because of poor, being poor, on one hand, the people there are very, very poor. And also the influence from the other side, so there are thousands upon thousands of children in those countries that are in very great danger to totally be detached from Yiddishkeit. So everybody must put in effort to take a greater part in this work, and also to influence other friends and acquaintances to take part in this work. That way you open up the pipelines to receiving the godly blessings, both physically and spiritually, and that includes with blessings. And here, you know, again, you know, the Rebbe, as we learned in the previous letter too, the Rebbe was pleading for these kids, and they provided for them like basically free educational system. And as we learned earlier, they also fed them and other things to get them to come to the to school, to get them to come to yeshiva. And we also talked about what would be yesterday. We discussed what would be if they offered free tuition for children. How many more kids that can't afford or don't want to beg, or we can attract to yeshivas, or maybe minimal amount. And for that, you would need, you know, people to raise enough funds, or, you know, get government funds to be able to help out. Yeah.
You know, just from my experiences here over the years in Pittsburgh, that seems to be one of the biggest, quietest issues, which is that, you know, you have the yeshivas, or you have the Chabad schools,
right,
which are expensive because you have to hire teachers, you know,
right,
the whole infrastructure. And a lot of families can't really afford it, and it becomes a huge burden for the local community, and sometimes they can deal with it, sometimes they can't. I would think there'd be more central fundraising out of Crown Heights for this sort of thing, which is the key to everything, which is education.
You're absolutely right. The problem is that you would think that there would be, but there isn't. And the reality is that many parents who are sending the kids to yeshivas are struggling.
Yeah.
And they're paying way beyond their means, and they're doing it. But there's even more that are not sending to yeshivas for that reason. And that's a shame. Now, talking about a central, most of the way it works today is, and maybe that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. See, the Rebbe was collecting or fundraising for a yeshiva in North Africa.
Right.
So it had nothing, it wasn't something in the Rebbe's, the Rebbe was raising for Jewish education on a global scale from all the different people. Today you have a whole lot of individualized people who are concerned with their particular institution. Everybody's trying to survive, so they're raising money for their institution. But you don't have, like the Rebbe, people raising money for all education, for somebody else's education, like creating this massive, billion-dollar fund to provide education for anybody, Jewish child that wants education. But not my institution or not your institution, just for Jewish education in general, so that there should be that ability to send people. So we don't have that today, somebody raising money for education or whatever you want to send. Say that we had a fund. Anybody who wants to send the children to school but can't afford to send them, this fund is going to pay for them. How are you going to make the criteria? I mean, people take advantage of it. Okay, so what could you do? Number two, even if people take advantage, but sometimes that's the only way they're going to send their kids to Jewish education. So I know they're trying vouchers, they're trying other things, but there should be the possibility for anybody who wants to send their kids to Jewish education. They do have something for camps, for first-time campers. Some local schools have benefactors for that particular school that will help parents, but there is no one fund to say. And you see how much money people have. If you hear that this guy, this Buffett, for example, he just gave like $5 billion for charity. So somehow we can get that $5 billion to Jewish education. I'm saying, okay, not, or get it and make a fund so that every kid. No, then you would cover everybody.
Yeah.
So everybody who wants to go to Jewish education, but you know what? It you're reading the Rebbe's letter. You see, we don't that makes it so much more. That we feel the Rebbe's presence is not here to tell us. Come on, we got to provide for these children. Unfortunately, if the kids don't get a Jewish education, then we have to deal with a lot of other problems that come later on. Like you said, if you want to make them stay Jewish and be involved in Jewish life, we have to provide for a Jewish education and we have to provide the means. So I don't know the solution to the problem, but it's interesting to see.